Hey everyone, welcome back to the Repeatable Revenue Podcast. If you're a business builder, you're in the right place. On this podcast, we explore all the things it takes to create reliable, repeatable sales growth in your business. So we talk strategy, tactics, marketing, sales, leadership, and maybe most importantly, self-leadership. I'll share my experiences from sales rep to CEO and now founder of a business that I've built from Baja, as well as other experts and guests that we bring on the show. You can check out rayjgreen.com for more information about me. Now, let's dive into why you're really here today.
What's the proper use of AI for your team and your business? I don't know if you've given this much thought. I've been thinking about it now for a couple of days, and I'm going to share some thoughts on it. The context here is the other day I asked my team for some input on a prospecting strategy, like a new sequence workflow that we're putting together for some outbound stuff that our clients and customers are doing. And I said, what they're using today can be upgraded. And what I want is I want our way, like air quote, like our way of doing it. Like if we had to build a campaign from scratch or a workflow or sequence from scratch, and the goal was maximize sales for MSPs or even for our own business, what would it be? Like, what's the perfect breakdown? And I put out like a suggested, here's one example. And I had done a ton of research actually using AI and other stuff. And then of course my own experience. And so I gave all that to my team and I said, hey, what would you do? Like, what's your perfect campaign? What's your perfect sequence? And I gave them, again, like I gave them all my research, gave them all the context and said, I want you to think. And that's how we hire people. Like, I'm not just hiring people for their hands and to carry out tasks and do what I tell them to do. Like, I want smart people. It's why we hire you. Like, it's in our process. So ask the opinion. One of the answers I got was just like reeked of GPT. Like, I could just, it wasn't a good answer. It was full of a whole bunch of fluff and stuff that you'd find in sales blogs and bullshit like that, but nothing really actionable. Right. It's like a person who's read every book, but never actually done the job. Like, and I can smell these answers from a mile away because I use AI all the time. So when I see it, I'm like, yeah, dude, that's gave me GPT. And I thought we got to address this. Like, I can't ask a question and ask for input and an opinion and get something that I could simply copy and paste into GPT because we're outsourcing our thinking at that point. And all AI is just like one big, large predictive text model. And I'm a fan of it. Like, I wear a device, like an AI recording device. So I'm an early adopter. I'm a power user, but I know its limitations. I gave this thought. I created these guidelines that I'll share with you in case if they're helpful. And they're not exhaustive. Like, it's not this isn't a declaration that says this is the policy forever. It's based on where we're at and what I've been thinking these past couple of days, these are the guidelines that we're putting in place, but this is going to be a flexible, you know, malleable, you know, framework that we're going to continue to iterate on. But what I really need you to do as a team is I need you to understand Commander's intent of this. Like, I need you to understand what the purpose of this is, less so the specifics of each bullet point, more so what I'm getting at in the intent behind it. Here's what I came up with high level. First of all of our playbooks, all of our templates, all of our frameworks, all of that stuff has to be done on a closed system. I am not paying OpenAI and training OpenAI at the same time. You know, I'm not training my competitors. I'm not training, you know, like everyone else, like on my knowledge and on my experience and on the thing that I sell, frankly. Like, yeah, we'd all love to democratize every answer and shit like that, but that's what we get paid for, is our expertise, is our answers. All of our stuff, anything that's even marginally proprietary or has the potential to be proprietary, needs to be on a closed system. So we have business accounts, and you know, we verify in advance, like, none of this information is being used to train the model and to train other people. So if you're using our stuff outside of that, then like that is a clear violation of the guidelines of the intent here. And because of that, like, part of the recommendation is, like, I really recommend, like, you get a separate personal account, right? Like, I don't have access to all the chats, even though I own the account. I don't have access to all the chats of everybody, even after they leave. Like, I don't, and unless I steal a login or something. That's not my intent. My intent is I want to close the system so I'm not training things. You know, we get kind of personal with some of this AI stuff. When we ask questions and get content, like, I would just recommend do that somewhere else, like on a different platform. Second thing is, if I ask for your opinion, if I ask for your input, if I ask for your experience, do not feed me AI bullshit. I'm asking you because I want your opinion. I hired you because I want your opinion. And I'll talk in a second about the good uses of it and how to leverage it. But do not take my question, feed it into GPT, and give me GPT's answer. Because frankly, if that's the case, I don't need you. Like I could have obviously put it into GPT myself and gotten GPT's answer. And I would argue I'm better than most when it comes to using these models to get really high quality outputs. I'm very good at it. We spend a lot of time in them, and I don't want somebody else's like quick copy paste into that. So don't feed me the AI bullshit. And as kind of a third guideline here, if you're giving us information or input or experience or something that is more than, you know, let's call it 25% of the message has been originated from AI thinking, that you're required to disclose it. You know, it's like, it's okay. Don't feed me an AI answer and take credit for it. It's probably more important if you do, like if you say, you know what, I don't actually know the answer to this. Let me go to AI and start asking questions. And then I get something out of it that I think, hey, that's really valuable. Okay, fine. Disclose it though. Like that's a requirement going forward. If it's, you know, if you're using it in other ways, fine. But if it's originating the thinking, if it's doing the thinking for you, I want to know it, right? Like I want that to be disclosed because, by the way, that's also information everybody else has. Now, the fourth one here is regardless, like if you put that in there, you own the answer, right? Like, so if you give me that answer, even if you disclose it, if you haven't taken the time to read it, to refine it, to reprompt it, and you've been lazy with the AI and you give a shitty answer, it's your shitty answer. Even if I know it's AI, like if you give me a shitty answer that was generated in AI, that is your shitty answer. It is your name at the bottom of that assignment. It is your responsibility, and you take ownership of that. So if the machine starts to hallucinate and you're not paying close enough attention and you're being lazy in the thinking of it or in your thinking, you publish that to me, you're the author. And I think that's really important. Like I can't give me an answer by, oh, shit, you know, I thought that wasn't a good answer. I don't know why it said that. No, you said that. Now, what's the flip side? So what do we use AI for? Well, you know, I just put like a handful of these things. Use AI for research, right? Like if you're not sure, if you want to learn more about something, like we, you know, we use deep research for compensation research. We use on GPT, we use like all the tools in the research models are phenomenal. We have some really great prompts for salespeople. Like before you go on sales calls, like prompt the deep research functions on these AI models and you will get some killer information. So absolutely, it's got all the information in the world. Use it that way. That's one way. You can use AI to refine your message, right? Like, hey, I put this together. Here's a voice note answer. Can you take this and make it a proper text so that I can copy and paste? Now again, read it because you're going to own the copy paste. But you know, I do that. I walk a lot. I'm out walking, and you know, I can record an audio note, copy the transcript, drop it into GPT, turn it into, you know, actual text and paste it. That's a really good use of it. Kind of similarly using it to edit your messages. Like, hey, I'm, you know, sending this memo to somebody important or to an investor or to a customer or to something. Well, then drop that shit in AI if you need to, or plug in AI into your writing app, whatever it is, using AI to automate any of your tasks. Use AI to automate your entire job. Like, I mean, in terms of the tasks and, you know, the execution of things, like if you're filling out reports or you're doing admin work and you're, you know, doing shit with forms and, you know, like all of these things, you know how to automate it, then by all means, I don't just, like, we don't allow it. Like I support that. And if you can automate the administrative and execution and task side of your role significantly, well, cool. Like I hire smart people. I can give you more roles. And if you can figure out how to automate those, even better, huge productivity gains. Again, you still own the outcome of that thing, right? Like if you train AI in a way to do something for you and you think, oh, I had it filling out these forms or submitting this thing automatically and it was doing it all wrong, AI doesn't own that, right? Like you set it up, you're the driver of it. But automating tasks, things like that, I'm not worried about. Now, I'd prefer you disclose it. If you've managed to free up 4 hours in your day using AI, then awesome. Let's find a better way to leverage that time for higher gains and higher productivity. And then, you're using AI to challenge your thinking, right? Like if you have some thoughts, if I have some opinions, you know, in this example with the prospecting sequence, if I looked at that and said, okay, here's where I'm suggesting, let me drop this into AI and say, hey, what are the holes in this? Or what are the gaps in this? Is there, how would you improve this? And it says, well, I would do this and this and this and this. And you might go, okay, like, you know, 6 out of 10 of those suggestions suck, but like one's really good and a few are maybe, let me refine it. So, you know, challenging your thinking, fine, not originating your thinking, because, you know, like the thing that I kind of put at the end of this was AI is just a synthesis of all the things everyone else has said and written. It is a road to mediocrity in the vast majority of cases, especially where like deep expertise and context is really required. That's why regular business owner goes to AI and says, write me a good outbound script or write me a good email. It still sucks, right? Like it's still not very good. If it says, you know, hey, here's my sales results. Like, what should I do to fix sales? It's not going to give you very contextual, you know, highly accurate answers. Like it's not a good expert in the field yet. Like it probably will be at some point, but it's just a synthesis of everything everyone else has said. So you're asking for average to come out of that. Then it has all the information, but it doesn't really know anything. And it's funny because I put this together. I was talking to my wife about it last night. You know, hey, we're having to like clarify the use of this and da da da. And she was like, it's so interesting. Like you of all people, like as an early adopter and such a heavy AI user and such an advocate in so many ways, for you to kind of raise your hand and say, in my business, like I'm limiting the use of AI. And I wouldn't say I'm limiting it. Like I'm using it more effectively. I'm using it for what it's intended to be used. And I'm using it to its actual capabilities today. Like it's not a very good, it doesn't have original thought. It doesn't have the level of expertise of the people that I have on my team. In my view, I'm not limiting it. I'm using it properly, like the right tool for the right job. Because I think there are so many people today that are relying on AI to think for them. You know, it's like anytime anything comes up, the first thing they do is like, hey, I gotta go to, let me check GPT. I'm like, do you even think anymore? Right. And it leads to this lazy thinking habit that I swear I see like atrophy of thought occurring with people. Like people that are just like beginning to not even be able to think for themselves. They are like immediately resorting to an AI driven answer. And it's laziness. They think it's the shortcut to actual thought. And, you know, in my field, like in, you know, sales and sales consulting and all of that, it's great. Cause like the more that people do that, the more we stand out, you know, like the more quality stands out, the more real expertise stands out. And I think we still have such an advantage for those of us that are actual experts in our field and know what we're doing, for us to use AI, like, oh shit. If you've never built a sales team, if you've never led a turnaround, if you've never had a hard conversation, I don't give a shit. Like, it doesn't matter. Like you can ask GPT for those answers, but if you don't know what's good and what's not, you're not going to help people get great results. So that's what we've got. Those are some of the guidelines I put in place for my team. I hope it's helpful. And, you know, passing along to your team, maybe there's a bullet or two in here, or if you have, you know, some feedback or some suggestions, feel free to send them over. We can keep refining this thing as we go. Adios. Hey, thank you very much for your time and for listening. I have one ask for you, and it only takes 10 seconds. You don't have to give me an email or anything like that. We are looking to get some input on the content that you want to hear more of. And we created a form at rayjgreen.com/feedback where you can go select a dropdown on this episode. Tell us whether you liked it, whether you didn't. Either way, I want your input and it would help me out a lot. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate you listening and, if willing, your feedback. Adios.